Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is Easter Sunday, the greatest feast day in the Catholic liturgical year. We are reminded of the resurrection of Christ from the dead, our hope in life, and our connection with him, which brings us into the same realm, that we too will rise from the dead, provided we stay associated and united with him in our lives. Hello, this is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Centre in Ndola, Zambia, welcoming you to the programme. Today our readings are very much explaining what the effects of the resurrection had in the lives of the apostles. St. Peter gives a testimony in the first reading, and he says, "We ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commissioned us to preach to the people and testify that he is the one appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness." So Peter, a man who denied Jesus three times and who could have gone into himself in depression after what he had done in denying Jesus three times. And he became, of course, the first pope and a great leader in the church. Certainty is something that is not part of our lives. We ignore it most of our lives, but we are challenged now because we don't know the future and, of course, about our lives and what will happen even the next moment. So we live in a state of uncertainty and unknowing. But today we are celebrating something that we do know, and we are assured from the mouth of God himself that if we believe in Jesus and associate our lives with him in every way, that we too will rise from the dead. We have victory over the world of uncertainty and death and sin above all. So this is what we are celebrating today. This was what is what gives us meaning in our lives. We live because we know there is life after death, and there is life even with God in heaven, and even beginning from now. If we live with the Lord, we'll experience the resurrection, the power, the glorification of Jesus as we are celebrating that today. Last night we had the Paschal candle being lit and the fire that lit it, reminding us of the power of the Lord, of God who created everything, and now he has redeemed us in the form of his Son, who is the second person of the Trinity. From Matthew chapter 23, verse 37, and it says, Jesus is being quoted, and he's looking down on Jerusalem just before this Holy Week that we have just celebrated. And he said, "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you that kill the prophets and stone those who are sent to you, how often have I longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you refused." This image is beautiful in the sense that this is what Jesus wants. He's crying out, and God wants the same thing. God wants us to trust him and associate our lives with him and be one with him, as we have, all of us maybe listening, have been baptized, and we are in the way of the Lord. Jesus is saying to us too that we should not worry about the uncertainties of life, the troubles of our lives, the difficulties, the challenges, even the temptations and the evil that does exist, along with the good. "Look," he says, "I faced all these adversaries. No one can touch me, even Sister Death. And even if it does, I and you are resurrecting together." This is a kind of a way of I have put for you today to understand how important this feast is, the most important feast of the whole year. So, therefore, if we look at our world today, with the coronavirus and with all the other evils that we are challenged with, we are in the midst of this kind of doom. But these words of Jesus are, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You trust in God, trust also in me." David Mikkelsen published an article in 2001 in October, the month after 9/11, when the terrorists bombed in various spots in America. On NBC's Today program, Billy Graham's daughter said to Bryant Gumbel, an interviewer, and she was being interviewed very soon after the 9/11 disaster. And I quote her now, "For years we have told God we didn't want him in our schools, we didn't want him in our government, we didn't want him in our finances, and God, being the perfect gentleman, in doing did just what we asked him to do, to stay away. We need to make up our mind, do we want God or do we not want him? We cannot just ask him in when disaster strikes." End of quote. And Mr. Gumbel, the interviewer, became silent when she said this. Sometimes we as humans take things to an extreme. We know that it's never good to do bad things that are against what we believe and know to be right. We may decide or just love to make a living by being corrupt. We may go with the popular beliefs of the day, such as abortion, euthanasia, same-sex marriage, contraception. But we as believers in the God that Jesus reveals know that obedience to God is the one true way to true freedom. It's time to stand for what is true and good and holy and dignified. But systems that we thought unshakable have been shaken to the core. More than so, even if we were in a war. Can we trust in Christ? Yes, we can. Are we vulnerable? Yes, we are. Where can we go? Back to the Lord. Let's do it and draw our everything from his pool of hope and liberation and true life, new life in Christ. We're on our way, marching on. Pray, submit, and trust in the Lord. Yes, we have sinned. Is God annoyed with us? No. He is a gentleman, and he has given us free will. But we must choose him. If not, he waits and is still available to us like the hound of heaven that I often speak about. He's seeking us out all the time. It's not so much we seeking him. He's all the time seeking us out, waiting for the opportunity for us to turn back and rest in his arms. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you a happy and peaceful Easter.